Today's date, patient's name is Magdalene, Magdalene Crawford, Crawford, date of birth 7/16/63. The patient is a 68-year-old woman who appears much older than stated age, with no dentition, history of hypertension, diabetes, multiple hospitalization recently for TIA and strokes because of blood pressure out of control. Here in the paragraph, she's a single woman with three sons. She does smoke, doesn't drink alcohol any longer, period. Her surgery includes back surgery, family history, coronary artery disease, COVID vaccination, up to date allergy, none. Medication includes Lasix, Procardia 30 milligrams, Senna, Metformin, and Lasix. Review of system, weight loss, wheezing, tachypnea, tachycardic, increased blood pressure, edematous, abdominal pain, history of anemia, appears pale, weight loss of 20 pounds, not eating, no appetite, house slash chair bound, period. The paragraph patient has been on hospice, but the current hospice provider is not making regular visits, providing her with NEP treatment and not checking her oxygen. She feels like she needs to be on oxygen at this time. Social as above. An exam. She's a 68-year-old woman who appears much older than stated age. Patient blood pressure 180 over 90, pulses 100, respirations 22 febrile. Hearts, tachycardic, lungs, wheezing, roused, bronchi bilaterally, abdomen soft, TN, red, posterior pharynx is clear, anterior, no chain, lung impact, now denoted in the neck, abdomen soft, lower extremity shows pale edema. Assessment number one, history of hypertension, number two, end-stage COPD, number three, check O2, number four, patient is in need of oxygen, number five, patient needs a new nebulizer, number six, provide inhaler, Ventolin, number seven, provide albuterol, 2.5 per 3 cc to use in the nebulizer. Next number, assess O2 need. Next number, control blood pressure. Next number, hypertension leading to multiple recurrent TIAs slash lacunar strokes. Next number, end stage COPD severe. That's it. Thank you.